I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that anxiety disorders affect 8% of all children and teens in the U.S. To talk about normal anxiety in childhood and also signs and symptoms of possible anxiety disorders is Dr. Lee Lewis. He's a child and adolescent psychiatrist in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Lewis, tell us about anxiety during childhood.
Well, anxiety in childhood is just as common as anxiety in adults. Everyone has an element of anxiety, and there's actually some protectiveness to anxiety. Being anxious about something means that we recognize that something is important, helps guide our decisions to more safer choices or more appropriate choices in social and family situations.
What's the difference between normal anxiety in childhood then and possible signs and symptoms of an anxiety disorder in childhood?
Just like in adults, an anxiety disorder begins to present whenever you have the anxiety interfering in what you would consider to be their day-to-day habits or successes. So if a child developmentally is having significant avoidant behaviors of certain tasks because of these anxieties, that's when the red flag should begin to go up. A child's job is to get along with their peers, learn how to interact socially appropriately, learn how to navigate the school day, learn how to efficiently and effectively learn their academic subjects. And when those functions begin to be hurt by their worries or anxieties, that's when it starts becoming a problem.
And what might some of the signs and symptoms be that a child does indeed have an anxiety disorder?
In older children, it would look more like adults. They would tell you that they're anxious, tell you that they're worried in situations, and be able to identify what they're worried about. In younger children, it would be more things that could be observable, avoidant behaviors, complaining about physical symptoms, becoming over-emotional or tearful sometimes in what would be considered anxiety-provoking situations.
And we're talking about a pattern of these behaviors over and over again.
Absolutely.
If a parent sees some of these symptoms, what's their first step to try to get help?
So the first step always for parents is what their instincts are, which is to remind the child that they're safe and they're loved. The second step in child mental health is always to talk to your pediatrician. Pediatricians are trained in mental health. The pediatrician can make a very good decision about whether these symptoms are above their head as far as management goes and then refer them to an appropriate child and adolescent psychiatrist, or whether they can manage it in office with ancillary support from local therapists or guidance counselors at school.
And Dr. Lewis, what about effective treatment for kids who do have anxiety disorders?
For the youngest kids, family interventional psychotherapeutic techniques have shown to be helpful. Looking at the cognitive and behavioral strategies within the system of a family can work very well. As children get older, you know, older than 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, they can begin participating in individual cognitive behavioral therapy with psychotherapists, looking at how their thoughts and behaviors interact with their feelings. And also, there are a lot of medications that have been shown in studies to be very, very helpful in kids that are suffering from anxiety disorders.
Dr. Lewis, thanks for providing this information about anxiety and also anxiety disorders in childhood.
Oh, you're welcome, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.